Check, check. So here we go. Podcast number one coming to you live from Yuma. Checking this out, seeing how loud my mic is. Seeing if I can do this with a dip of Copenhagen in. Oh, man. I wish you guys could have seen me for the last, three freaking days trying to figure out this podcasting deal. There's about a million websites you can go to and look it all up, and everyone's less helpful than the last. I don't know. So if any of you guys have tried it out, I'd recommend using Blogger as your blogging site for your podcasting. BeanPod or Podbean, whatever it is, as your website to download your audio to. And then I've been using Google FeedBurner, but I haven't got that to work yet. So for right now, everybody's going to have to just go to my blog at yumaradio.blogspot.com and just listen to it on your computer from most likely Windows Media or whatever it is you choose to use. Personally, I don't really care. But yeah, it's been a little painful lately trying to get this done. It doesn't help that I've been in a huge rush to produce my first podcast. Pretty exciting. But for some reason, it's looking like my mic's turned pretty low. I don't know how to do that quite yet. Not very techy, but I'll figure that out as we go down the road. Sorry about the cough. But anyways, I'm not going to do much editing in my podcast. A lot of the websites I've been reading recommended going back through, editing out things like that cough you guys all just experienced. But I feel that takes away from the true nature of podcasting, because then all you get is a watered down version, not real. You know, it's just, I don't agree with that. For my first show, you guys aren't going to get any music. iTunes is really fighting me on putting music into this Audacity, the recording program I have. So I haven't got that figured out yet either. But I know all my fans were waiting in hopes that I would get this done soon. And so here it is. Uncut. Unadulterated. Podcast by Bass. I hope you guys enjoy it. This first one's going to be very, very just off the cuff. I haven't planned anything. And just going to kind of go off what I feel like talking about. And one of those things that I've been thinking about lately is the difference between a boy and a man. And for all you ladies out there, I don't know if you guys really care, but it's just been something been bouncing around in this brain of mine. One thing I've kind of been thinking, one of the key factors that separates a boy from a man isn't age or job or place in life. It's just what I think is a man gets things done, whereas a boy tends to just kind of, well, not. Although a boy will maybe get it done, he'll procrastinate to the very, very end. And I'm thinking that maybe a man procrastinates less. Maybe it's true, or maybe it's just all bullshit, you know, I don't know. But that's just something I'm thinking as I've watched people, my father and uncles, and seen myself, you know. I'm by no means a man. I just wait and wait and wait and last minute rush and get something done, and then it's usually half-assed, which I feel is one of those key separators from a boy and a man. Lately, though, I've been noticing myself trying not to do things half-assed, trying to do them right. And funny thing about that is, hasn't tended to really pan out for me. Kind of actually ended up worse. You know, I've been taking my truck to get it fixed as opposed to doing it myself and having things installed on it professionally. And, well, the last couple of times it hasn't really worked because things have broken and, you know, been really dangerous, which normally was meant I had done it, but now it's been some lazy mechanic in some worthless shop. But, I guess enough about that. Life's been going pretty quick down here in the Welton Mohawk. For those of you not familiar with me, that's where I reside. But a lot of changes at the job. Just some of it I can't talk about just yet, but in a couple of days you guys will all, I'm sure, hear the announcement. And when that announcement comes out, I'll get into that a little bit more. Just kind of have to keep it secret for now. Sorry, but it'll give you guys a good reason to tune in the next time I get the urge to get on this mic and headphones and do a little talking. But, so I'm not going to lie to you guys. I just stopped podcasting for a second and listened to what I just said. And, some of it sounded, basically like crap. But, like I said, no editing, no cutting, nothing of that nature. Kind of fun. Really enjoying this. Just getting my thoughts out here. And gonna post them on the World Wide Web invented by some guy. Drawing a blank on that right now. But yeah, so I also set up a Twitter account, Yuma Radio dot whatever you need to do on Twitter. Thinking that would be a great site to post some things on. But then I realized later on down the road, you have a blog. But then I was thinking, I don't really want to be clicking the comments and then going back. And so pretty soon here, we all need to vote and pick whether Twitter's better or the comments on the blog. Currently, I think I'm going to go with the Twitter. For one, Twitter's kind of fun to say. And for two, when I read the comments on other people's blogs, it sucks because I got to go back and I don't want to get into that, back and forth, just tends to not be as much fun. It's just one straight line of comments, which, knowing most of the people who listen to this blog are going to be a lot of real negative things. I'm open to suggestion on topics. I consider myself to be a fairly intelligent guy. Consider myself to be probably more intelligent than most of you guys listening to this. I don't want to put you guys down, but I mean, I'm a pretty good guy. And so if you guys want my thoughts or comments on any form of topic or anything, if you guys need relationship advice, I'll give that out. Maybe someday down the road, as I get a little more into this, I'll get a webcam, and maybe we'll do some Skyping as a group. Me and my loyal listeners, as I will call you, we'll get together and do some Skyping. Haven't done Skyping either, but I guess if I figured this blogging podcasting thing out, I can figure out the Skype. Another fun internet word to say. And we'll get together. You guys can bask in the glory that is Bass Aha at yumaradio.blogspot.com. Also, any of my listeners have any businesses and want to pay me to promote them on this blog, on this podcast, shoot me a Twitter. We'll get together. I'm open to some money. Be fun. We just won't tell my wife about it because then she'll want it. And that probably wouldn't be much fun, I guess. Every now and then you guys will hear some background noise. That's because my air conditioning just kicked on, like it did just about 15 seconds ago. And I'm not as hardcore of a podcaster as some, and I'm not going to sit here in the sweltering heat while I give this out, so you guys just got to deal with that for now as I find a better spot some other day. I'm gonna have to maybe edit that out. I don't know. That's a long pause. struggling here to come up with topics, but I'll think of something here in a quick second. So last weekend I got to spend some time with my uncle and cousins and father up at the ranch, northern Arizona, and got to do quite a bit of work up there, and man, I really enjoyed it. I forgot how much I appreciated just coming home after being just dog tired and hot and sweaty and probably stinky to high heaven, and just how much I enjoyed that, just that manual labor aspect of work, whereas more lately at my job, it's meetings and paperwork and just managing guys. You know, contrary to what most people would believe about a feed yard manager, I do get out of my truck. I got a lot of individual calves I have to sort and things of that nature, but it's just not an all-day, 10-hour, busting balls, you know, working hard, and sometimes you lose track of how you really enjoy that, you know, if you do enjoy it. Some people probably don't, and, you know, whatever for them, but me, I do. It's just what I grew up with and what I enjoyed. Now, maybe every day of the week I might get a little bit bored of that too, but that's just the nature of the beast, I guess. Whatever beast that is, I don't know. And, God, you know, you just appreciate it and come home and sit on the couch and cold glass of water. Man, that's nice. Yeah, real nice. And for some of you, you know, God, most of you, you know, I know a couple lobbyists, and hell, they love nothing more to sit in a nice cold office and send a couple emails and talk on the phone a little bit and sound important, you know. Every time you walk in on a lobbyist on the phone, all of a sudden their voice gets a little deeper and they start to point their hands, and yeah, I always find that funny. I won't mention the lobbyists, I know, because I don't want to offend them too much. They're pretty good guys. They do some stuff now and then, I'm sure, but I have yet to see any results of it, for whatever that counts for. But I'll probably wrap this up here in a little bit. Once again, just want to direct you guys to Yuma Radio on Twitter. Shoot a couple topics to me. Help me out here, folks. I'm feel like I'm drowning in this thing. Don't have much to say. Whereas it's funny because I started this because I thought I had a lot to say. But we'll get it figured out. We'll get some good topics. I don't want to get too big into politics. I mean, God, you know, you can go to any Tom, Dick, or Harry on the radio or podcast and get their opinion on politics. And I don't want to be that guy. Although every now and then I'll probably chime in with something that's getting me worked up. And when that time arises, I'll let you guys know, and I'm sure you'll all be interested. But until then, any topics you guys have, anything of that nature, shoot me a tweet. Looking forward to it. Until next time, be safe.